Talking about doing tshuva, we want a tshuva shlema. Achzereinu bis tshuva shlema lefanecha. What does it mean that the tshuva should be a tshuva shlema lefanecha? A complete tshuva in front of you, Hashem. The Rambam tells us that when a person does tshuva, a full and proper tshuva, then the yodeh talamos, Hashem, who knows all the hidden thoughts of a person's heart and intent, Hashem gives edus, testimony, as it were, that we won't go back to the negative place we were in before. So when we're talking about tachzereinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha, we want to be able to do a tshuva that is so powerful and so strong that Hashem says about us, we're never going to go back. We're never going to go back to the way that we were. That it should be evident to Hashem. Says Avodah Yisrael, tachzereinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha, that it should be revealed and known to Hashem, who sees everything, that I am a true Baal Tshuva, Shani Baal Tshuva Be'emes. And this is the point, that V'achzireinu B'Tshuva Shleim Al-Fanecha is authentic, it's for real. And that we're being honest with ourselves and honest in front of Hashem. And Reb Tzadok HaKohen of Lublin, the Pitzadik, Pasha Shlach Lecha, he's talking about a tzaddik and a rasha, and we know the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Hariyat Mekudeshes Liyal Malashani Tzaddik. Behold, you are married to me, you're sanctified to me, on condition that I'm a tzaddik. Even if he's a rasha, even if he's a rasha gomor, she's Mekudeshes. Why? Shema hira tshuva b'daito. Maybe he had a fleeting thought of tshuva. And that's good enough. Says Reb Tzadok, they were talking about someone that was a wicked person. But any time where a person has a thought of tshuva and they have sincere, genuine, and deep and profound regret, that's complete tshuva. Even if later on they go back to the way they were before. This guy said, Hariyat Mekudesh Yisrael Menashani Tzadik. And he carries on later on behaving negatively. Nonetheless, we view her as being married to him because at that point, we are concerned for the fact that he did a genuine, legitimate tshuva. Later on he went back. Which is such a powerful thought that when we're talking about yes, we want to do a tshuva where we never go back there. But at the very least, our tshuva at any given point should be sincere. And there's a genuine charata. That, according to the Rambam, is a genuine Baal tshuva. And the point is, what Rav Tzadok is telling us, is that we should never ever belittle any attempts or any fleeting moments of tshuva. Even though a person might have fallen terribly in the past. And they might even fall terribly in the future as well. At that moment, the tshuva works. Means that tshuva can work in the moment, even if it's not a long-term thing, it can still work in the moment. And halavai, we should be able to get to a long-term, long-lasting tshuva.